Hebanks, Alaska, April 28th, 1960.
Here, we have that on the top.
Go ahead and talk. It don't mean you didn't record. It's
just this.
But anyhow, we met down there, and they proposed that this site around the steamer Nenana would be a good location. But at that time, they didn't know how much area was in and around where the steamer Nenana is now located. Well, after investigating into this, and as you know, that they are using it to pile poles in there, and about the only place that you could say to call your own is presently where the steamer Nenana is. Well, to start a project of any consequence, that would be a darn poor place. So we went down there and looked it over. Afterwards, Ted and I looked it over and both resolved that it was too small a project to start on. And furthermore, the city has designs of putting some more wells, you know, pumps and so forth in there, and they have to expand the water.
They bought some of that land.
Or even the... put another water treatment plant in that area. So, figuring that they would probably need that within the next few years anyhow, there is where the thing dropped off. So we went to work and started seeking a new site, and by that time I had appointed a committee, and Ted and I went down here and looked this area over where the dump is, and he was very favorably impressed with it. And then we got another section of land in here that belongs to the government over in here.
That's right.
There's another.
Well, this is marked. Here it is, right here.
Oh, yeah, U.S. government. See, in here. So, this land, before we did anything, we wanted to get enough behind this idea. Look the area over. There are FAA buildings in there at the present time, and near as we can find out, they only got a five-to-five-year lease, see? When 5 years, well, they may give them another 5-year lease. Where are those stations at? So if they would abandon that, all those buildings could be used for the initial structures in this location. But meanwhile, there's a lot of land back in here.
How long are they going to be with that dump there?
Well, I don't look for it, but probably another 2 years.
About 2 years, but there's plans for disposal of it right now.
You get the idea? They've been talking about moving off there for that. And if you ever go down there and take a look at it, you see that it can't stay over 2 more years.
Well, they're getting engineering data now on the disposal of
all that down there.
Burning it and disposing of it.
They're
getting information right now.
You see, they've raised all this swampland. That's all been filled back, gravel taken out, and now filled back with, backfilling. So it'll make an awfully good. Now, over here, it's never been disturbed. If you go down there, you'll see there's a track in behind the FAA building that's still good, solid ground as it ever was. So an area could be started in there, and when this is all abandoned, haul more dirt back on there. Furthermore, it has a lot of riverfront. I like that much better than I do over here because you have a limited amount, and your road is ahead of the river. Over here, you got it right on the river.
When we bought this
was earmarked for a park area, period. You got the ball grounds and everything over here.
They're located right here.
They're located in this area. So that was the origin of selecting this site. But now there's another thing we must do, and you'll agree on it. The chamber, if we get a location, something that we can probably maybe move this Nenana. See, they put that Nenana in a very close place.
It has to be moved in the next 2 years.
If we could get and work together with the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber said that if we could develop a right type of park, that they would, and get the pioneers to working on it and get a piece of property, that they would probably make available at least $25,000. Well, they're worthwhile coddling. Anytime you can get $25,000, that'll help. If it didn't do anything else but build a good fence around there so that you wouldn't have intruders all the time.
You'd have to have a fence for the kids there.
That costs a lot of money at about $5 a foot. But this area immediately could be probably used in behind the FAA to get started. A fence, a cyclone fence put in there. And
you'd have to get that, rid of that dump.
That dump is another problem.
But you see,
they got that thing down there.
High water, Eric.
Well,
bad thing right now. We don't even have a park.
You know, you've got a black laser up here that's got millions and millions of gallons of water. If that ever breaks loose, this flats here will be all underwater. Well, I've seen it twice before.
This is going to have to be abandoned. And I think the sooner that this comes up for, if the city will give us the green signal to use this property, then they will probably conclude the dump in damn short order. Now
it should be level anyway.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job.
I mean, I want to make sure that they get through with what they're doing.
They're
not left with a great big hole.
You know, it don't take long to fill up a great big hole away.
There's a lot of cars down there. I counted 35 one time.
We got a nice level area.
The bearing up.
Well, it's all level with the exception of where they're dumping in here right now. Here's where they're dumping.
But the city will give a deed to that, even if they have to put it on the ballot, by approval of the people. Give a deed directly to the pioneers so they can't take it away again.
We should get our
state level
opinions and ideas solidified so that we go before the city council in a unified body. And it's too damn bad. Ted, you couldn't find Ted?
He'll be here in a little bit.
Oh, he will?
Yeah, he was hooking up a stove or something.
But let's not get sidetracked. We must cooperate with the Chamber of Commerce to get
that money.
Get support, because we're going to need support. We can furnish a lot of work, and maybe you've got a bulldozer. You can go down there and help. We want a little like that, and we can get a lot of help, but we want to get a firm hold on that, and we also want to get our hand on this $25,000. Isn't that right?
We want to make sure that the Chamber of Commerce isn't holding some kind of a lien or at least have some pressure on you there.
You know where they elect new officers in there? They put a new bunch in there, and then it'd be all...
Well, the thing to do is to get the doggone thing some way where we at least have a 99-year lease, the same as the Chamber of Commerce has got a 50-year lease. You can only
get a lease. A lease is breakable. Get a deed. Get a deed for it.
Yeah.
No lease lease is breakable.
Let them deed it to the city. That's the way.
Well, deed it to the pioneers of the state, not to the city. If it's under city council, they come in anytime, the planning board can wreck it. They wreck everything they start.
So that is the substance as I know it up to now. And Ted and I went down and looked over it, and
city-owned property, though.
That's city-owned, but this isn't.
Well, this
applies to this land right here.
You got to have the city turn that over to the pioneers.
The pioneers of the state.
Pretty hard to do that. Or to the state, they might do that.
Okay, well, they'll exchange land. The city won't start land.
When we bought that, and I think we got a pretty... I could get Pete Hemming, Donald, Irving, and Reed to go up to that. And when we bought that, that was set aside at that time.
And
you could bring that pressure and get these guys to see that so that they will set that aside.
Put it on the ballot. Let's get it voted so they can't change it.
It was all pioneers. They were pioneers at that time. You get the McDonald and Reed was. I wasn't. But since then, I think that by that connection, we should be able to exert a little influence on our present city council. What's the name? He's an honorary pioneer, whatever that
Agnes is. Agnes.
Yeah, I know. Whatever he did.
I don't know. An honorary
Anyhow, that might have some bearing too. Now, who else on the council is there's, what's his name, the pioneer?
Who's on there? Wilbur. Yeah,
Wilbur's a pioneer. And there's a lot of those folks.
Wilbur would go along with something.
Oh, yeah. Wilbur go along with that. Haglund will probably will.
I don't know about name? Roberts. 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 Tom Roberts.
Will. Oh, Tom Roberts.
Tom might. Yeah, he's a pretty good.
And the thing to do is to get him aside. Get the idea.
Well, I talked to Tom. I believe he's favorable.
Huh?
I've talked to Tom. I asked him what he's doing with these, see?
And I know that the Tom will go for
and something.
And
I think he's been voting alone a lot of times lately. Did you notice that?
Yeah. So,
well, when you're voting alone, you can figure there's a reason.
Does this here, I want to correspond with the old map. Jose Ross had a map here that there was, had a remap over 10 times. They had more difficulty with them on that.
I'll tell you, fella, I got to go. I promised that I'd be down to this meeting, and I'm already.
Which means you want to
see the other map?
No, Republican meeting.
Oh.
No, I know about that. That's probably something like this one here.
No, it's got all a section of the...
Oh, it is?
Each one. Gene Roby. That's Ted Loftus.
Colin McDonald.
What's your name?
Louis Johnson.
And Harry Hughes. Now we'll proceed with some discussion.
Go right here to talk.
Well, I'm not up on what you fellas discussed earlier in the evening. Have you decided on a spot that we'd like to go for?
Well, all we did so far is just discuss these places where the steamery data is and where the dump is. This is probably be the logical place.
The steamer in the Nana area, as you've already said, is going to be too confined, I think.
I understand they're going to move the boat. Is that right, Harry?
That boat has to be moved within 2 years. It's getting rotten. It's out of shape now, and it's straining all the bolts and timbers in it, and they won't be able to raise it unless they do it pretty soon. They've got to get in there and cork and get it raised. And Earl Pilgrim went down with pumps and tried to raise it last year, and he couldn't do it because it needs corking. It's been out of shape so long that it's leaking like a sail. So something will have to be done about corking the boat and raising it the first high water we get. Or otherwise they're going to lose the boat. They'll break it up when they go to move it. They're going to take the boilers and the equipment out of it very shortly, too. So some arrangement...
Who owns that boat now?
Well, it's actually part of the Chamber of Commerce deal. It's Greater Fairbanks, what they call it,
Enterprises.
Enterprises.
It's owned by a group that put up...
60-some thousand.
...certain amounts of money individually and in order to get it. Now, of course, they're interested in getting their money out of it sometime or other, but if they have to move it, then certainly it wouldn't be any attraction for us there.
No, no.
So they'd back downstream somewhere to some sort of a haven, and if we had area enough, they may be inclined to dig a haven in close to us, which would be some additional attraction near us. I'd favor that area, that dump area by the CAA, if we can get it clear from the city, or I don't know just how many acres we ought to have. 10.
Oh, more than that, if possible. Try to get as much as you can. 30 at least, because we have so many things that are going to come up from now on, and to make it a tourist attraction, that you've got to have a park in there, a place for people to sit down and visit, and you've got to have buildings to display these items. You'll want to run pictures. You'll want to display pictures. You'll want to run movies. And you'll want to have a place where an old-timer can meet. We could even have an auditorium down there eventually. We got to plan way ahead. Nenana has made Fairbanks look like a village. They've got the best civic auditorium for a little town of less than 500 people down there. There's no comparison.
Now, we all paid for that, too.
Oh, I know, on our high school tickets.
Well...
But it shows some get up and do when they do things.
It shows initiative and ambition.
There's another thing I'd like to mention, if I had the floor for a minute, and that's regards to our rats down there. Chemical... from the order down there.
Well, that'll all be just...
You can't get rid of.
Now, wait a minute. I'll explain something about that rat business. The dump was over where the Kiwanis Park is to start. I was here when that was where they was dumping. That has all been filled in and the rats are gone. Right now.
That's right.
And they put chemical in there and killed the poison in there. The only thing, the water's no good over there.
Yeah.
The wells are no good except for irrigating flowers or something like that.
On a rat here a month ago.
So that dump is no problem if the city cleans it up
their house.
Like they're supposed to.
They can get rid of them.
They can get rid of them.
Only thing is to look into the matter before you go too far, and then you're not sorry for it afterwards.
But the exterminator can go down there and place poison in that before they fill it, and there won't be any rats ever come up in it.
I've never seen
they put poison meat in is what they do.
Here from the Clay Street down to the lower end of town, there's always been a bunch of rats right here in Fairbanks at all times. They undermine and they come up and they live in water. What? And they're the hardest darn things in the world.
Conditions are gradually changing as we develop into a city.
Yeah.
And we have means of exterminating now that we didn't have, years ago. So I think, I wouldn't consider the rat problem as being anything that would bother us. And either area there is close enough to city water that will be there whenever we need it.
What we want to try to do to come up with tonight is to form a request and present it to the pioneers
for a go-ahead to go to the council and take these acts that we need to do.
But before we go any further, as far as government land, I better explain this. He's already read this. We can acquire the land for the pioneers for a monument at no cost. The municipal government cannot acquire the land. If you read this law here.
Yeah.
But we as an organization, a statewide organization, for a state monument or state use, if we comply with the laws in this little pamphlet here, we can get the land at no cost. But if we're going to take city land here, if the city will release it in exchange for other government land that the city needs, we might be able to get the council to agree and the planning board to turn it loose. But if we leave any jurisdiction over our park where it comes under the planning board or the city council, we're in trouble.
Well then, Harry, don't you think our best bet is to go ahead and apply for this piece of government land, and then when we get it, trade
exchange
with the city?
If the city will exchange.
But would the government go for that?
I don't know where the government would go. But no, if it's dedicated for a monumental use, it can't be changed again.
Yeah.
That's permanent. Once you put in a monument, it's permanent, and eventually it goes into the National Parks and Monuments, and the federal government helps maintain and support it and improve it. All the missions in California have been taken in all the states, hundreds of parks taken in by the federal government. I've got a book that thick on them down at the house.
Well, from your
Department of the Interior.
Federal government, yeah. No, parks and monuments.
From your study of that, Harry, what is your inclination? Go from government or go from the city?
Paul would like to try to get this land released from the city first. Paul Grimman indicated he would, and maybe many of them would too. But how much time and how much pressure can we put on? I feel that we should apply to the land office with a letter and inquire about this piece of land at the property department and see if we can acquire it under a monument basis and park. And if they'll hand it over to us, that's about 50 acres. That's something worthwhile. And we'll need it all in the end.
Oh, sure.
This here we might have, I would guess, anywhere from 15 to 25 acres in there that we would call good for a park. Because they've already got the Little League ballpark and the Kiwanis Park in there. And certain portions of it over here have the city pound on. And the surplus properties places on part of it.
Well, actually, down there by where the park areas already are started would be the...
That's an ideal spot, if we can get the city to loosen up we'll deed it outright.
The park is right, they got a ballpark right here somewhere.
Yes,
right.
Well, the ballpark's on this side, and the Little League park's right over here. Mm-hmm. But the FAA buildings, the only thing that's out here, this road runs right out in front of them. But over in here, in this area, the dump don't go quite that far down where he's got it drawn. It goes right in here about halfway down, see?
Yeah.
And this over here is where the oxygen plant on this side, and on that side is the pound, and over here is the surplus properties place. But I imagine that we could get close to 25 or 30 acres altogether there without going into the other area. See, the city still has this portion to go on down here behind the Little League Park.
Well, I think the thing to do now is decide what our first step is. Should we go for the city land, or should we forget it and go for government land? Is it more valuable to us to go for the government land with the idea of getting, eventually, getting some...
Would it be...
help, or...
Would it be in keeping with the wishes to go ahead and prospect this council, this city land, and at the same time apply for a commitment on this other land?
I don't see any harm in it.
Wouldn't that be a proper way to do it?
You can always turn down.
The Historical Society and some other organizations here are asking for things like that, but they don't know how to go about it, and they didn't go into all this research, is one thing. I tried to get some lawyer to work with us. It belongs to the Pioneer. He should be interested enough to do it. I know if Rivers was here or Bartlett, they'd work with us. I know I could get after him, keep on, and they'd do it, see?
Well, Taylor ought to know.
Warren Taylor probably would if he isn't too tied up in what he's doing.
Well, when he gets a judgeship, he'll be smoking cigars.
And I believe Harry Aaron, he's a Pioneer, isn't he?
An affidavit that the old Taylor would do it for nothing.
I doubt if he would do it.
Oh, I think he would.
Yeah, I
know that.
He might, though,
paper.
For his... His publicity.
I think he would. You know, the kid, Bill.
But supposing we wind up with this right now, we make a request and suggest to the Pioneers that we get an okay to go to the council and make this inquiry to try to get this land, and at the same time we make an application for the land office, through the land office, to see if we can acquire that so that we won't be let completely down.
I wouldn't worry about going to the pioneers. I'd go ahead and drop Hagman on the...
Well, the letter must be addressed from the organization.
It's all right.
It has to come.
See, it has to come to this law.
It's okay. Let it come from the organization.
The trustees will better sign it, you know.
The president can sign
president
it on Pioneer Stationery.
See, we're a state organization.
We're not committing the Pioneer Lodge to anything.
No debts, no.
Until we come to them and say, well, now the city will give us this, or we can get this from the government. Which do you want, or do you want any of it?
They'll both come back and tell us what we can do to get it.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
But as far as the Pioneer Lodge is concerned, they're only interested in what are they going to get? What are we going for? Well, we can get that piece from the city, which we feel as a committee is the better one because of the possibility of getting the buildings eventually, or we feel that it's better to take the state and eventually affiliate with the National Monuments. So whichever we decide then is the better thing, we can put it up to the lodge and they can go ahead and say, okay, go ahead, or we don't want nothing to do with it. Then we can go back and tell the city, well, we've thrown it up, if they offered it to us, or we can tell the national government the same thing. But I think we ought to go ahead because...
Well, do you think we should be thinking on the plans of what going in? Now, the government requires us to state what type of improvement we're going to make. And it has to be done in a reasonable length of time. It don't say a specified time. The applicants will not be granted title to or use of land under Act except an established and or definitely proposed project. Definitely proposed project is a project which has been authorized by competent authority, irrespective of whether or not it has been financed and otherwise fully implemented, providing that there exists the probability that it will be fully implemented within a reasonable time. No applicant can receive under the Act patent for more than 640 acres in any one calendar year.
Well, that's a general application, but a case like the Pioneers is...
I think it's a state project.
All we've got to do is say, here, we are going ahead with a Pioneer Park as a Pioneer organization. We're 600 strong here in Fairbanks, and we're going ahead as rapidly as we can.
Well, you, Mr. Loftus and Mr. Rogie, have an office down there. Can you dictate a letter, and then we'll all sign it? Form a letter?
Yeah.
That's a very good suggestion.
Dictate a letter for the city council and also one for the possible acquirement of this piece of land that we...
I think as far as city council is concerned, we just drop Hagman a note and say we'd like to discuss the possibility of getting a piece of city land for a Pioneer Park, and we'll get it on the agenda such a night, and we'll appear in person to present our case. And you say, okay, come on. Or I'll see you in Thompson.
And I don't think that...
And then when we get on the council's agenda, we just go up there, two or three of us, and show them what we want and why we want it, and what we want to expect of it. And if they say, we want to think about it,
You know why I went ahead and spoke up at the Chamber of Commerce, because there is other people asking for some of this equipment.
Yeah.
And Ross told me that they had been offered that railroad car here at the Fairbanks Inn. And Nenana had asked for it, and Seward had asked for it.
Yeah.
See?
Well,
so the only thing we need is speak up and say the Pioneers wants their project.
See? Yeah, what we want
to
get...
And ask them to give us a booth.
Yeah. If we get moving as a Pioneer project, why, we'll have no difficulty getting a lot of that stuff, and all we've got to do is rustle enough money to get a decent fence around it, and then just start gathering...
Can't we put some old-timers living on their building and have them live on there as caretakers? If I was a retired person, I'd like to live in a place like that and help take care of it.
Yes and no. I've tried for several years now talking with them. Fellows that are established in a cabin, they'd like him to move out of there and go somewhere else. When a person gets advanced in years, they get kind of set in their ways.
Here's another thing down there. These old cabins and this urban renewal and this destruction that's going on in Fairbanks, we can place some of these cabins down in there on that ground for monumental purposes.
Yeah.
And preserve them.
Yeah.
That would be another good move.
There's a few cabins left around yet.
You've got to wait until that next urban renewal deal comes up.
Well, it'll come before we get this if we ain't careful.
They move some dandies out of there.
Our big problem now is to get a piece of ground and then start moving the stuff on.
Get the title to it safely so we can go ahead. Because there isn't anybody going to give up their possessions and their souvenirs
to something that's not concrete. We've got to have title to it and proper supervision and confine it to the Pioneers organization.
Yeah.
See?
Well, now, which spot are we going for? This one from the city, and how about this? We're going down here.
Make the inquiry for that. No, that city here. This is 53 acres approximately in there, whatever
it
is.
Here.
Yes.
But
some of it's
here.
On each side. Yeah, that's city. On each side of Airport Road.
Yeah.
We've got riverfront on this piece.
This would be the ideal piece for us here.
There's the old road there, you see, and this part's on this side of the old road, and that part's on the other side.
Nothing like a piece of river frontage, because you can do a lot along the way.
Well, then, will you plan, the two of you together, plan some kind of a letter, and when you want to meet again, and where we can come down and sign it, you call us up and we'll come down?
Now, you think...
How about that? With you, Mr. McDonald? Louis?
You think you want 30 acres from the city?
Not less than that.
Not less than 30. But what would you settle for, 20?
It's going to be awful small before we get through.
Well, that's right.
We've got to have a park where people can come in and park their cars and visit.
Yeah.
We could...
I eventually see a few caribou down there.
We could bring some game in eventually.
And
sure, the...
possibly a bear or two,
and if we cultivate the birds, they'll hang around, too.
Yeah.
See?
Along with
I have them all around my place up here.
You find your ravens down there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I got a raven's nest with eggs.
Well, I'm talking about the willow grouse and the goose chickens. I have to stop my car and get out and walk. They come into my own place down there. I won't disturb them if they're in the driveway. I just get out and walk.
Yeah,
they move out, let me go by and go back picking the gravel.
Yeah, I wish I had a black and white camera. I'd like to take a picture of the eggs and the nest.
Where is that?
It's on the gantry at Dredge 6, and it'll be sure out of there pretty soon.
Do we want anything else on this now?